9:04 the time on the Mornings with Ed show. Very good morning to you, Laguna Beach. You know, I love when a band comes in and they just kick my butt just during the sound check, man. So that's what you've got in store for you. Rubaiyat is the name of the band. Their debut EP is called Oh. In the studio, I've got Joel, Matt, and Ian, and we're going to hear a couple of songs and then have a really cool conversation with them. But right now, let's hear from them. This song is called Heaven, and live from our beautiful Julie Lawton studios here in Laguna Beach, please welcome Rubaiyat. That's what I'm looking for right there. That's my wheelhouse. I told them earlier, man, this is exactly the type of band that I love, man. I've loved my whole life. All right. So Ian on bass, Matt on the drums, Joel on the guitar and singing. Let's do it again. This song is called Drive. Once again, Laguna Beach, please welcome Rubaiyat.
I can't turn up the radio, but when I'm with you, I don't.
debut EP is titled Oh. We're going to talk about that and some of the other songs on it. Let's have them in here for a cool conversation. That's Rubaiyat live in our studios. And I want you to hear something else of theirs. This one is called Cloud Nothing. And once again, live in studio with Rubaiyat. The name of the band is Rubaiyat. They are live in studio with us right now. I have Joel, Matt, and Ian. Welcome in this morning, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for being here, man. What a cool live set that was. I really enjoyed that. That's like, as far as trios go and power, that's where my wheelhouse is, man.
Yeah. We used to have a keyboard player, but the trio move was... It's opened up so much space for us. It's been really nice.
Okay, that's interesting. How did that open? It opened up space for each of the different sects, each of the different instruments, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. That's really cool. And the keyboard player, do you still get along?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It wasn't like one of those. Hey, get out.
No. Just, yeah. Need some more space.
Right on. Your brand new EP. It's the debut EP. It's called Oh.
Yes.
Yeah. What's the reasoning behind that title?
I like ekphonesis, which is like a term for vocalization without words.
Right.
It's used a lot in Shakespeare or old poetry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now you're a reader. Clearly, you're a reader. The name of the band Rubaiyat, and that of course is a collection of the quatrains from Omar Khayyam.
Correct.
And Khalil Gibran, and really it's a quatrain.
It's
what a quatrain is. It's four.
Yeah, I don't stick to that that structure, but yeah, inspired by it.
Now, did you try and write in that structure ever?
Never. No. I've always been more in the beat area than sticking to real structures.
Right. Now, the very first song I heard, which was Heaven, that you guys performed live here, Obsess Much? tell me about the writing about that song and what went behind that song.
That song's definitely that's about just having an instant connection with someone and just kind of dramatizing that to be a little more of an obsession than a friendship.
All right, and was that from personal experience that someone obsessed over
you? I've noticed in my life, every few years, I latch on to someone in a, right. in a different way, look up to them, and inspired by them. And so, yeah, I took it the dark way
right.
for the song.
I'm generally a standoffish kind of guy. And then I think when I end up liking someone, I think maybe, wow, do they think I'm a little creepy and obsessive that I kind of like them because I'm so standoffish the rest of the time, man?
Yeah.
And Drive was the second song we heard. There's some weird happenings behind the story of the writing of that. You were in San Francisco?
I was, right. Yeah.
How does mustard come to play in this whole thing?
Well, I wrote it with my buddy Chip Crosby up in San Francisco. And at the time, we were playing a lot of open mics. We met this girl at this open mic. She was traveling through town. We tried to impress her by smearing mustard all over our naked bodies as she played her set.
Yeah, that usually does it.
It
yeah.
worked somehow.
So, Matt, you're the drummer, and you came in here carrying your full kit of drums, man. He had, like, roadies and everybody. Just, how did you find the electric drums? Were they okay for you?
It was cool. It was like playing a practice pad, very bouncy.
Excellent. Yeah, you sounded great. You sounded fine. How long have you been playing?
Like 20 years.
Oh, all right. And is drums it, or
yeah, drums
are it, right?
Something I can do.
All right. No guitar lessons from you, Joel? Not nothing yet. Like that, no?
No, I've never had guitar lessons, so I wouldn't give anyone else guitar lessons.
And Ian on bass. Ian?
Yeah.
Yeah? How long have you been playing?
Probably 16 years or so.
All right, because I noticed you just plugged in and blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Next thing, you were rolling, bud.
I was super pumped because you had that Tech 21, the same type that Geddy Lee uses from Rush.
Yes.
Greatest band ever. Yeah.
Oh, right on, man. Right on. Yeah, we did a really cool tribute to Neil Peart last week, man. It was pretty awesome. You can check it out. You can check it out on the podcast. That's, by the way, is where we're putting this. If you missed any portion of this so far, you go to the KX93.5 podcast page, pop down Mornings with Ed, and there we are. What got you interested in Omar Khayyam?
And very odd story. So the original iteration of Rubaiyat was we wrote a little EP about the Titanic, and my friend Chip, who I write a lot of music with, he played this video game from the 90s about the Titanic, where you're this German spy who gets mm-hmm. like a Nazi spy who gets right. sent back in time to the Titanic, and the whole point of the video game is to find the Rubaiyat of the like original pressing of Rubaiyat right. of Omar Khayyam. Yeah, so
okay,
very odd, not literary at all, but yeah.
Now, this coming Thursday is the release party for the EP that happens at the Highland Park Bowl.
That's right.
Right?
What
can our listeners expect when we go, man?
It's going to be great. We got Saturday School, a band from Louisville, playing with us. And then Dylan Rodrigue, who's a good buddy of ours, is going to be playing as well. And then our set's going to be, we're going to have a guest on for every song. So we got I'm blanking on the names, Tiago Mendez, Chad Richards. We got...
You got any keyboardists coming on?
No keyboardists. Keeping that space open.
Yeah. So the your name recently came out on the big screen, right?
Yeah, this is true.
Tell us how that happened.
You know, just it's all about who you know. I knew the guy who was doing the sound design for that, and he hit me up if I had any songs, and so I gave him a couple.
For which song? For which movie?
It's called Mr. Weekend. It's this weird, like, modern noir. It was a fun experience. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. And do you find yourself wanting to stay on the periphery of normality? Do you want just on the outer edges of what's normal?
I don't know if it's a goal or intent, but if that's the way it is, I'm okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. If that's... Right. If sure. that's the square peg in the round hole or whatever,
do it, man, by
all means. Science says that we should see more concerts, by the way. That's
true.
According. It is
yeah.
true. That
makes
is,
you happier.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tell you, I go to a show almost every night of the week, and my life's been so much better since I started doing that.
Right on, man. Yeah. Who are you listening to now? Who do we find plugged into your car?
If a lot of Fell Runner.
Right.
Jobs.
Right.
Pear. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, those guys are pretty great.
All right. I'm loving this conversation. All right. In studio with Rubaiyat. If you missed any portion of this, as I said, it'll be up on the podcast page later. Go to the KX93.5 website. Boom. Mornings with Ed podcast. Where do our listeners find you? Where are you on social media? Where's your music?
We're mostly on Instagram, but you can find us on Spotify. You can find us on Apple Music. You can find us on all those streaming services. If you want to buy our stuff... I recommend heading over to Bandcamp. We got rubaiyatband.bandcamp.com and
some pretty decent swag too, right? You got some good shirts.
Oh, yeah. We got some shirts. We got some pins. We got
who designed the album cover?
I did. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I do all the graphic design at the moment.
So as a kid, did you, and if you look at it, if you look online, you'll see what the design is for their latest album. Did you do a lot of mazes as a kid? You know how you do?
Absolutely.
You're that kid, right?
Yeah.
Mom, I need more graph paper. All right. Well, Joel, Matt, Ian, Rubaiyat, great pleasure having you in studio today. We'll look forward to it. And don't forget, they've got a show happening Thursday at Highland Park Bowl. Our LA listeners, get out there. Our Orange County listeners, man, make the drive and go on out there. Hey, thanks a lot for coming in today, you guys.
Thanks, Ed.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.